we decree and we declare this day that we make right choices. We decree and declare that as women and men of the Most High, that we have right people and right network attracted to us. Just as honey to the bee, that right network is attracted to us. We decree and we declare that we are moving in purpose. We are walking in purpose. We decree and declare that we are love, and only love surrounds us because it flows through us. We decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail. We rise above and we do not fall backwards. We decree and declare that we are the door and not the wall. We decree and declare that we are the lender and not the borrower. We decree and declare that our word is law. We decree and we declare that as we are the righteousness of God, that we stand on purpose. We stand on right thoughts and right doing. We decree and declare that there is no lack in our lives. We decree and declare that we come boldly through the throne. We humble before God and we come boldly through the throne. We decree and declare that we are yea and amen. We decree and declare that we continue to rise up and we move in the purpose that God has assigned us to be in. We decree and declare that we are strong and mighty, and we are here to hold up the leaders that God has sent in our life for that such reason, the purpose for his kingdom. We decree and declare that we are the overflow. Amen. We are the overflow, and we shall not stop. We are the overflow. And we decree and declare that we are multiplied, that people that come around us will echo us as we echo the man of God, as the man of God echoes what thus saith the Lord is. So we decree and declare that we are healed of the Lord. We are saved of the Lord. We decree and declare that we are money-making machines of the Lord, for we have those witty ideas and ideas that God has awakened even in us. Now, prophetess, let's open up the line and speak in our heavenly tongue.
You can't wake up the whole house like that. Yolanda, it's after 4:00. But people are trying to sleep.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornfuls. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for that psalm, Psalm 1, because we are the righteous. You have called us to be righteous and holy in your name, God. And we thank you for your covering, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for your shed blood on Calvary that saves us. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And we thank you for this opportunity to come before you, to lift up our voices this morning to praise you and to pray, God. We are praying for everyone on the line, God, those who are listening in, all of the prophets and prophetesses. And God, thank you for the master prophet, Prophetess Deborah, and for their vision, and bless them on their return from their vacation, God. And thank you, God, for their family, and thank you for the mothers and for all of the elderly, God, for your seniors and for the golden seers, God, and for the entire school of prophets, God. Thank you for the work that they are doing, God. Thank you for your ministers of the gospel who spread the good news, God. Thank you, God, that we are not worried or forsaken or cast down because of what's going on in our country, God, and in our government, God. But we thank you for exposing all of these things, God, because we see that your justice will prevail, God. We thank you for your covering, God, and for your mercy and your grace, God. And I ask you to remember those who are on the sick list, God, those who have been battling illness, God. We thank you for your mercy and for your covering over them and for your grace and for your healing, God. Thank you for Prophetess Castillo for blessing her and strengthening her, God, and Prophetess Cooper, and for all of those names who are on the prayer list, God. And I thank you even for my own healing, God. And I thank you for your grace, God. And thank you for loving me and for saving me, God, and for forgiving me for my sins, God. And I just ask you to remember each and every person on the line, God, who might be going through something on today, God. Strengthen them, protect them, give them peace and sweet sleep on tonight, God. And bless them in a mighty way. Those who need healing, Lord, send your healing virtue across this nation, God, and to your people, God. But send your healing virtue across this nation, people going through all kinds of things, God. And we just pray for them. We pray for them, and we pray for their peace. And, Lord, look upon those things that are going on in Jerusalem and over in Palestine and the slave trade going on, God, and all these things that men are doing to men. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, we know that you are sovereign and your will prevail. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we come together thanking you once again for rising us up on another day to have the experience of, thank you, Lord, having the experience to receive another day that you have created. And so we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, Lord, that we have the breath of life. For it says in your word, let everything that has breath give you praise. And, Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for restoration and the turnaround that is taking place in life. I thank you for the newness. I thank you for new birth. I thank you for people that are graduating, Lord, and going to the next level. I thank you for taking us from glory to glory to glory to glory. And, Lord, I thank you for increasing spiritual wisdom and understanding. I thank you for spiritual guidance. And I thank you for our spiritual leaders, our teachers, Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, and Pastor Prophetess Lady Deborah Jordan. Lord, I thank you for their safe return. And I thank you for their children and their children's children as well. Bless the entire Jordan generation. And, Lord, I thank you for Mother Mary Jordan as well and what you're doing in her life, all the mothers in Zoe Ministries and all the mothers around the world. And, Lord, I thank you for change that is taking place in the world as well. For you reign and you rule and your kingdom will prevail. Lord, I thank you for Prophetess Darlene Gray and what you're doing in her life as well, Lord. I thank you for every prophet and prophetess that is currently on the line, in the forefront and in the background. I thank you for every person that is on the line as well. And may their faith continue to be built up and go to the next level. For we continue to go higher and higher. We continue to go higher and have increase in our life and not decrease. Lord, I thank you for the authority that you have placed in our life, and I thank you for life and death that is in the power of our tongue. So we shall continue to speak life and not death into every situation. I thank you for the alignment of the words that are in alignment with our actions as well. I thank you for giving us faith and for giving us sight beyond sight. I thank you for what you're doing in the supernatural realm. I thank you for miracles and blessings that are going forth even now. I thank you for the spiritual takeover, Lord. I thank you for your kingdom that is dominating even now. I thank you for placing us at the table in the presence of our enemies and our cup that is running over. I thank you for the anointing that is going from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And I thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be the willing vessels to be representatives for your kingdom and for your son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for the sweet-smelling fragrance that shall go up unto your nostrils as we continue to send the praises up unto you so that you will continue to send the blessings down upon us. And shower us, Lord, shower us with your abundant love. Shower us with your grace and mercy that endure forevermore. And, Lord, I thank you for being our comforter. And I thank you for giving us the peace that surpasses all understanding. And I thank you for giving us order in the midst of the storm. And, Lord, I thank you for nobody can do us like you do, and you are not a man that you should lie. And so I thank you for the truth, and I thank you for your word. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed for, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans 1:16-17. Lord God, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name. Lord God, we want to thank you for this morning, oh dear God, for new mercies as you continue to renew our mercies each and every day. We want to thank you for the transformation of our minds and our life, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for just being omniscient in our life, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for this platform, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for the Master Prophet Ebonar Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, as you continue to them up as they celebrate their anniversary, Lord God. We thank you for the family of Pone, oh dear God, for those that are in the forefront that's being faithful to your name, oh dear God. We thank you for all the prophets that are listening in the background that continue to show up, oh dear God. We ask a special blessing and anointing for the families that are listening, every family that is represented here, Lord God. We thank you for the sick and shut-in, oh dear God. Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophetess Darlene Gray, oh dear God. Also, I add to the list, oh dear God, the Norwood family, oh dear God, Shirley, DePaul, and Santana, Lord God, that you will continue to lift them up, allow them to go through to make them strong, oh dear God. We thank you for the elevation that you are taking us on this journey, Lord God. We thank you for the manifestation of your word in our life. We thank you for the manifestation of open doors and the breaking of strongholds, Lord God. We thank you in advance, oh dear God, for allowing us to just a harvest, oh dear God. We thank you like never before, Lord God, that you will continue to bless us like never before. We thank you, oh dear God, for going through the sick in the highways and the hospitals, oh dear God, and going through the streets, the people that are homeless, Lord God, that you will anoint them afresh, oh dear God, and that some angel will come by, dear God, and go and give them a shelter place to live, oh dear God. A hedge of protection around them, oh dear God. We bless your name for just opening doors for us, for enlarging our territory. We thank you for allowing the churches to come on one accord. We thank you for our leaders in government, oh dear God, that you will continue to turn their minds around, to transform them in a special way. We come up on high right now in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are God. Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for calling us to know you in the pardon of our sins, to know the righteousness that you have purchased with your life, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us to be in relationship with you for now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and give thee thanks. Amen and amen.
In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Again, God is a refuge for us. Selah, Psalms 62:8. Father God, I bless your name and I thank you for being a refuge for us. I thank you for giving us strength, Father God, on this day's journey, every day's journey, Father God. I bless your name, Father God, and I thank you for looking over young people in this day, Father God. Thank you for moving in them, God. And I'm claiming and I'm decreeing there's a turnaround in the mindset of young people in today, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for I'm also touching and agreeing with the prophets for the government that you move through them, whether it's national, Father God, and you're revealing the things of evil men, what they would do. You reveal it, Father God, so you can restore what is lost to the people, God. We thank and we bless you, Father God, for us being in our right mind, Father God, and we are trusting that you cover the homeless on these days, these snowy days, these cold days, Father God. We're just asking you just to come in and restore and touch the mindset of the incarcerated, Father God. Touch the leaders in and out of church, Father God. Thank you for the angels that you have covering our homes, Father God, from the north, south,
east and west, just covering us as we rest in a peaceful sleep, Father God. Thank you for elevation and jobs and opportunities, those on the line connected who need jobs, Father God. Awaken in them the I am-ness of that job. Thank you for the expansion of the minds and spiritual things, new networks, Father God. And for those, Father God, who are going through a mourning situation, Father God, who are lonely, Father God, thank you for being the comforter and touching them in this hour, Father God. Those who need help, those who help the people who are homeless or who are in need, Father God, look out for them, Father God, because they're so beautiful, Father God. All the ministries connected to Zoe, Father God, touch their ministries from Shekinah to even the Texas ministry, wherever they may be, Father God. I'm standing also in the space for Renee Martin, Father God, for Monica Martin, that their minds are renewed and restored and that medication is canceled out in the name of Jesus. Comfort them in this hour, Father God. And Ronald Blake, I'm still standing against the wall, Father God, for that healing, Father God, and to let him know that we are here for him. For my sister Ijuma, Father God, comfort her, strengthen her, and Amanda Claudette, Father God. We bless your name, and we cancel every addiction, every sickness, every cancer, every hate, and we stand in the space of restoration. We love you, God. We thank you. We praise you, for you are our all in all. You are our strength, God. You love us. You guide us. There's nothing too hard for you, Father God. We stand here for everything else is an illusion, and it does not exist in the kingdom, but love, restoration, and all types of opportunities, Father God. We bless your name, God. We love you. We thank you for our leaders. Continue to hold them up. 38 years, God, you've blessed them, Father God. 38 is a master number, and you know it, Father God. So as they're getting ready to have some great, great, great things, Father God, we stand in blessing and just bowing down to you, Father God, for blessing them for us and with us. We give your name the praise. Amen and amen.
Father God, we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. We thank you, God, for your word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing us under of souls and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intents of the heart. We thank you, God, and we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding those who suffer affliction, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for visiting them with your healing power, God. And God, thank you, Lord, for our leader, Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for traveling mercies, Lord, and we thank you, God, for protecting them as they travel by air, land, or sea, and keeping them safe, oh God, wherever we may be, God, they may be. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing them and their anniversary celebration, God. Thank you, God, for giving them peace, joy, happiness, oh God, in your and full of love in your precious name, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for helping us to remember the dear Lord Jesus Christ to earth as he came to earth and dwell among us. And we thank you, oh God, that you are more than all that come against us, God. We thank you, God, for fulfilling our hearts with your great with great confidence and hope, God. And we thank you, God, we thank you, God, that he is indeed Emmanuel. God is with us. We thank you, God, for that, oh God. And we thank you, God, for helping us to emulate Jesus' life here on earth, God. We thank you, God, that every day be joyous as the day of Christmas, God. And we thank you, God, for the divine, the Son, that you, the only Son, oh God, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for him, oh God. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, our loved ones, and all around us, God. We thank you, God, for letting us be prosperous
oh God. We thank you, God, for letting us be the head only and not the tail, God. And we thank you, God, for being among those communities that suffer the storm and any devastation, God. We thank you, God, for protecting them and giving them unshakable peace, Jesus, oh God. We thank you for our youth, Lord, and for filling them, their hearts with your goodness, God. We thank you, God, for all our youth and continue to bless their schools, their college, and all institutions of learning, Jesus. And we thank you, God, for reshaping us and enlightening us, oh God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, God. In your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. And every demonic force is scattered even now. Every spirit of infirmity is scattered even now. Every spirit of lack is scattered even now. Every spirit of oppression is scattered even now. Every spirit of lack is scattered even now. Every spirit of divorce and unfaithfulness is scattered even now. Every spirit of division is scattered. Ibo reshala is scattered even now. And we call forth the blood of Jesus to heal every wound, every residual wound, every spirit that has left any residual pain and scar tissue, Father. We decree healing, redemption, and repair. We break the bands of wickedness over our elders, every demonic force that have harassed our families, that dare to oppress us and oppress our children and our children's children. We send it back to the sender even now, for you said we shall be free from oppression, for Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from sickness. Christ has redeemed us from poverty. Christ has redeemed us from spiritual death. For poverty, he's given us wealth. For sickness, he's given us health. And for death, he's given us eternal life. We plead the blood of Jesus over every attack on our jobs, every attack in our homes, every attack in our families, every attack, my God, in our finances. And we send it back. We send it back to the sender, 1,000-fold return. Father God, we thank you for victory and breakthrough for everyone on this call. Every prayer request, we lift it up and we decree it so. We call forth deliverance. We call forth healing. We call forth victory. We call for the power of God to manifest in the lives of your people. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise for our Archbishop and our pastor. We celebrate, Lord God, their anniversary. We bless their marriage. We bless their union. We bless the ministry gift, Father God, and we thank you for them. And we thank you, God, that you stretch and expand them and honor them with 38 more years, and we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, God bless you, people of God. I am not able at this time to access the board, but I am